Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Well, depending on whenever you're watching this.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I need to change it. I feel like I should start it off with a vowel, you know?
Good.
Or like, welcome back.
Yes.
Because it doesn't start off with like a, oh, Jesus. Like, ah, let me adjust my freaking headphones real quick. I didn't know you were going to be that loud this week, Cruz. Jeez. But I don't know.
We'll see. So, welcome back.
Yeah, either way, welcome back.
Welcome back.
To the Barely Adults podcast. As per usual, I'm Cruz.
I'm Jocelyn.
With Jocelyn.
Yes.
Yes. And there's a lot of spooky stuff going on this month.
Mm-hmm. We're getting close to the end of the month.
Getting close. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. But there's been a lot of movies to review. We've done It Chapter 2 and Joker, so if you haven't seen those, go check those out. During Joker, I may or may not have come at Rotten Tomatoes a little bit, and the media.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, go check them out. But this past week, we saw Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
And
premiere night, yeah. We went and saw it.
Yeah, because the first Zombieland has a special place in my heart. Because it was like the first time that I saw like zombies, like, not be super scary. Like, I wouldn't call it a horror movie, like, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, a scary-ish movie that I could, like, watch as an 8-year-old kid. Because that's when the first one came out. We were 8. That's insane. Can you believe that?
No.
That's crazy. Yeah, and just, like, having Bill Murray and everything in it. Because, like, I hear that a lot of people, like, who haven't seen it before know that he's in the movie.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that he's in the movie, it makes it, like, a million times better.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah.
Because he just, like, pops up, you know?
He's such a funny guy.
I know.
So, real quick, we'll do, like, just non-spoiler stuff. And then we'll talk about spoilers. I don't think there's a ton to spoil, but
no,
I mean,
but, like, obviously, you don't want to know the whole plot of the movie if you want to go see it, so.
So, like, overall, I'd say, like, it has the same, like, energy as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Has the same vibe. The style of it is a little bit different to me. I don't know why.
It's a little bit, like, renewed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, newer style.
You can definitely tell that it was made
but
now.
But it's still, it's still the, like, same vibe.
Yeah. Still has the same vibe. The characters
same
are still, like, very similar.
Yeah.
I love how, like, un-PC Woody Harrelson still is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think, like, oh, it's 2019. People can't use the word retarded anymore. Nah, he would still say it. Like, who cares? I mean, like, because, like, what's it called? Like, PC wasn't a thing in 2009, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it makes sense that their 2019 would be different than our 2019. They wouldn't have the media and, like, social pressure and stuff like that. So, like, I like that they didn't change anything about the characters, really. They kind of made him more into, like, a dad figure. I'm gonna get into more about that later with, like, the dad stuff, because I read something online that actually, like, was interesting. And by online, I mean YouTube comments. But
how credible is that?
Very credible. Do you want me to write an annotated bibliography like I already have to do for my freaking classes?
Yes, please.
No, those suck.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, the movie's really funny. I feel like the pacing was a little bit slower than the first movie. I don't know if this one's longer than the first movie. It feels longer than the first movie.
It did feel longer. But I liked it, because I was entertained, like, the whole time.
I feel like the zombies in this movie are definitely, like, more, like, generic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the first one, like, I don't know why, but, like, I could remember each zombie in the first movie. Like, everyone remembers the clown.
Many.
That makes sense, I guess. Like,
and then there was the big guy in the grocery store, you know?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah. They need more fat zombies. But I guess, like, it kind of makes sense. There's the Homers. They have different names for the zombies in this one.
In the second one, yeah.
Yeah, they have, like...
They, since they learn, like...
Yeah, they have Homers, and they have... What are the smart
Homers
ones?
Are the big guys.
Yeah, they're, like, the dumb zombies that don't even know what they're doing. I don't remember what the smart ones are called.
Something about Stephen King or something.
I don't know. And then there's the ninjas, which I'm going to come back to later, but... And then there's the TI-800s.
Yeah,
T-800s. Or is it T... T it's, is it TI-800 or is it T-1-800? I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's TI-800. You've never seen Terminator.
No,
or Terminator 2.
No, I haven't.
Which kind of makes me excited for when we eventually do watch it. Because there's like a twist in the second one that's going to blow your mind and you're going to want to like cry.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, they have like different names for the zombies, which I thought was fun.
Depending on like how like, easy they are.
I felt like they didn't really use the names that much in the movie, but I don't know. I like that they added like new things into the movie. Like I won't say like what they added that was new, but like they added like new like rules and stuff, which was something that I was like worried about. I was like, are they gonna add more
they
stuff?
They only added a couple.
Yeah, but the ones that they did add, I thought were, I feel like they were more for, like, comedic purpose than, like, actually surviving Zombieland, where the first one, like, they made sense. yeah, but, I mean, all the characters were, like, really funny and stuff, and then there was, like,
they got a nice, like, batch of actors and actresses.
I know, right?
Like, even, like, cameos.
Yeah.
Like, that was very nice.
And, what's her face? The stupid blonde chick?
Yeah.
She was really funny.
Yeah, I know.
When I watched the trailer, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be... I was like, this character is gonna be so dumb. I was like, she better die, like, really quick. And then, like, it turns out she's really funny. Like, she's one of the best characters. Like, she's stupid, but they wrote her, like... Most of the time when you have, like, a dumb blonde in a movie...
Dressed in all pink.
They're really annoying.
Yeah.
But she's, like, really funny.
Yeah.
I can't even, like,
she's
remember anything that she said. Yeah. It was just, like, stuff that...
She's so sarcastic.
I know. It was amazing. Excuse me, still getting over my cold.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the movie?
I thought it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Like, literally right after the movie, you were like, I really enjoyed that.
Because I did.
Like, usually you don't say that.
It was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny.
And I never got bored, you know?
That's true, yeah. I wasn't really like, oh, come on, like, get through this part. Not really. So, I guess maybe with, like, the hippie people. I was like, bro, stop talking. But. Okay, so, done with the regular review, we can get into spoilers. So, basically, if you like the first Zombieland, you're probably going to like this one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it was as good as the first one, but, I mean, it's hard to beat an origin story, so.
And it, like, lets you know how they're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
And where they're living now, so.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
But, okay, so spoilers are beginning, so if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. If you have seen the movie, you can stick around now. Or if you just don't care, you can also stick around. I don't care what you do. But, okay. Do you just want to go through, like, the whole movie?
Let's talk about just, like, what were some things that you read?
So, things that I liked that include spoilers. The after credit.
Yes.
Bill Murray's after credit was amazing.
Keep in mind, like, there was two credits, like, at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the second one wasn't really worth it, but I mean...
It was, like, 5 seconds, but... So the credits ended, and then it was, like, 1 minute into the credits, and then everyone's getting up, and then it pops on the screen, so everyone sits back down.
Yeah.
And then, they all left, and it was me and Cruz, and then these two dudes down in the front row, just waiting for the last one. Everyone just left. I was like, suckers.
It was so funny. I was like, dude, I low-key love the Garfield movies. They're so dumb, but they're really funny.
I just love how, like, how much he hates that role.
Yeah. It's hilarious, you know? Though. I'm surprised that they were allowed to, like, bring up Garfield.
And, like put the picture, yeah, like, on there while he's, yeah, like, making fun of it. That was funny.
What else? I really liked the added rules. I remember, like, wet wipes, have good manners.
I know he wanted to add teamwork.
Yeah, he was like, teamwork, why did I think of that?
Yeah, he's like, like, what? Of course that comes first. He's like,
right. What? And the other guy had, like, commandments, and I was like, Jesus Christ. I thought that was kind of funny, like, them going back.
The whole
they went back
part.
And forth for so long. It was, and like, then, 5 minutes long.
And then afterwards, they would keep checking in on each other. They're like, hey, how you doing, bud? And they're like, hey, thanks, how are you doing?
I know, it was so
weird. I was like,
weird.
This is amazing.
It was
like,
so
they're
weird.
Literally the same person. And Emma Stone's like, when is, like, my character gonna walk,
yeah,
in?
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's in the next movie.
What?
Yeah, I thought that Jesse Eisenberg was so funny, mm-hmm, in the movie, especially, like, when he's trying on the shoes for Elvis. He's like, oh, would you look at that? They fit me. Are you jealous? And then Tallahassee's
like,
it's
not like they're his actual shoes. Little sign says, Elvis's actual shoes.
That part was so funny.
The lady's, yeah, like, why are you wearing Elvis's actual shoes?
Right? I like that.
He's like, they're comfy.
Tallahassee is more like a dad figure now.
Mm-hmm. He's so sentimental.
So, like, one thing that really bothered me when we got out of the movie, I was like, where on God's green earth is the mention of Twinkies in this movie? They didn't mention Twinkies once.
I mean, it was on the front of his car.
In the whole movie.
But they didn't mention it.
They didn't talk about it.
Because they're gone.
I was like, what is happening?
They're gone.
But somebody in the YouTube comments was saying that he doesn't need Twinkies all the time. He just needed it in the first movie to, remember his son and to, like, get over it. Like, it was, like, a healing process for him. And now he has Little Rock, so he doesn't really, like, need the Twinkies anymore because he's more of, like, a dad to her now.
Mm-hmm.
Although she doesn't really like him as a dad.
Yeah.
But then at the
That's
end,
That's just because he's just always... He's just, like, wants to teach her all the dad stuff. And she just wants to go find a boy.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I was like, what is... where are the Twinkies at, bro? Yeah. Like, that's literally, like, one of the top things that everyone remembers from Zombieland.
That's because he was, like, searching for them the whole movie.
Yeah.
And this one, he doesn't even... It's not even there, you know?
Yeah. There was one part in the movie that I was like, this is so dope. And it was when their, like, doppelgangers become infected and then they have to fight them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, one, like... I don't even know how long it was. It was, like, a really long time.
And it was... All, like, one
shot. Yeah, it was all one shot, like, going into the different rooms of the houses.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there's probably cuts.
Yeah.
But
a lot of it was, like, one shot, and then it'd switch, and then it was, like, one huge shot.
Yeah,
and
it was
then...
just, like, one continuous thing. It was so funny, because they'd be like, how you doing? And be like, not so good. And he's like, do you want to trade? He's like, I don't know how that helps me.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesse Eisenberg's not going to fight Tallahassee's doppelganger. Like, what? Yeah, that part was funny to me.
Yeah. They picked the best actors.
Yeah, they did.
Because it's all funny. Their voices, too. Like, it's the actor's voice. Like, that's literally their personalities. Like, it was perfect. I thought it was perfect.
And the guy that plays Jesse Eisenberg's doppelganger is the freaking Verizon guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's so
He's on
funny.
A lot.
Yeah, he is. He's really funny.
He's hilarious.
I like when they brought the monster truck in.
Mm-hmm.
That part was so dope.
Saved their lives.
I was like, there's no chance they're going to die, right?
They're like,
this is the end.
They're like,
guys.
This is it.
I was
Hugging
like,
each
no
other. I'm
way.
Like,
I'm like, if they're going to die, they're going to go out
I'm like, okay.
with a bang.
We'll see.
I'm like, whatever. And then, like, all you hear is, like, the honking of the monster truck. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I knew this was going to happen.
I didn't think the monster truck was going to show up, though.
I was like,
I thought the
oh
people up there
yeah.
were going to, like, come down with, like, their shields and stuff.
Yeah.
But then that ended up being the
yeah,
end.
The bull run.
Yeah.
Kind of like 300 almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty... That was intense. I really thought that, like...
I thought he was gonna fall.
I would have been okay if he would have just jumped off and, like, not grabbed onto anything.
Mm-hmm. Because I been like, he was, like, voiceovering, right? And he was, like, talking about the sacrifice. And I was like, this is such, like, a sad moment to end it on, but, like...
Yeah.
That's how they get the audience, you know?
Yeah. I really went to... I would have thought it was fine, but... Mm-hmm. Whatever. And then she brings out the freaking Christmas present gun, and I was like, I knew it!
He was just, like, hanging there, and I was like, guys, you gotta go get him, like...
He's like, guys, I'm sleeping. Please help me, please. Yeah, that part made me... That part, I was like, yes.
And then they just let that one zombie just run off.
Yeah. I like when they're,
They're like, oh, it's a homer, watch out. And it just runs off.
Yeah, right. I like when they're doing like the whole ice cream truck part, and then he's like, no clowns. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I thought there was gonna be a clown in there.
Yeah, me too.
Well, turns out there actually was a clown in there driving down the street. The freaking girl in the pink coat.
God. She was like, oh my god.
She's like, oh my god, what are you doing here? This is crazy.
I thought she was gonna be a zombie.
I knew that she wasn't a zombie.
I
was
not.
Like, because I saw her eat an almond, and I was like, and then she started getting sick, and I'm like, they're not gonna kill her off. I'm like, she's probably allergic to something.
I did not think he shot her either.
I didn't think he shot her,
and he didn't.
Because if what I've learned from movies, if you don't see the body dead, mm-hmm. they come in back later.
Yeah, I think you said that after.
I was like, I don't.
He
see
got
her.
Back in the van. You were like. I don't know, I didn't
I was like,
see
this
it.
This movie is literally filled with gore. More, mm-hmm. I feel like there's more puke in this movie than there was blood, honestly.
Yeah, it was literally disgusting.
There was so much puke. but, yeah, for a movie that's not afraid to, like, show blood and stuff, then, like, why would they not show her face getting blown to bits?
Okay,
like,
can we talk about the opening scene,
Yes,
though?
They brought back Metallica. I was, like, lit.
That...
You thought it was nasty. I thought it was awesome.
But it was... No, I thought, like, the slow-mo was so cool.
Oh, yeah,
and they were just,
dope.
Like, run... It's all, like, in front of the White House, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That would be a cool, like, zombie game. Like, literally, why is Left 4 Dead 3 not a thing? Like, literally, what is happening? God. But, like... We just need more zombie games. I hope that this brings zombies back, because zombies are cool. Like, zombies have, like... I can't remember the last time I cared about a zombie anything. Like, really? Walking Dead just kind of, like, made zombies poopy.
Oh, I did not like Walking Dead.
I like that he's... Like, the first movie came out before the Walking Dead show was a thing.
Yeah.
And then in this movie, Jesse Eisenberg's reading the Walking Dead comic book.
Is he
and
really?
He's like, yeah, and he's like, oh, that's horrifying.
Oh, my God, yeah, he does. Because they make it, like, so, like,
yeah.
gory in there.
Yeah.
He's like,
the Walking
what
Dead book
heck?
Is so much better than the show. God. Yeah, but, like, what was the last, like, zombie movie before Zombieland 2?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Exactly. Where are the zombies at? Show me
the
zombies.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not more zombie movies.
People I feel like
say,
zombies just
people
got, like,
say they're overdone, but how many is there?
I feel like they are. I feel like it's just, like... for zombie movies, I feel like it's an easy thing for, like, cheap, like, horror movies to make. Mm-hmm. Like, it's easy for them to make zombie movies, you know?
Yeah, and I want more good ones.
Yeah, because, like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go past that.
Okay.
I'm gonna come back to the freaking name-calling of the zombies.
Okay.
So they bring up the homers in the beginning. Jesse Eisenberg introduces the... new zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They bring up the homers.
Yeah.
We see, like, a couple homers in the story. He brings up the TI-800s.
Mm-hmm.
We see a bunch of those in the movie.
Yeah.
He brings up the smart ones. Are those just the normal ones? Are those just, like, the normal zombies, or what?
We don't see any more of those.
I don't
zombies.
See the smart ones. I don't see any zombies doing, like, smart stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's the ninjas. Where are the ninjas in this movie?
I don't know.
I don't see a single
ninja.
I did not see a single ninja zombie in the movie.
It would be much cooler for them to fight the ninjas.
Because I thought, like, maybe, like, there was going to be, like, an actually tense scene with, like, this, with, like, the ninja running around and crap.
Mm-hmm.
Or I thought, like, when all the zombies were charging and they needed to, like, do the fire barrel thing, I thought, like, the ninjas were going to, like, come in, like, super fast. But, like, all the zombies were in, like, the same crowd. Like, if you have ninja zombies, you would think that they'd be, that there'd be some that are, like, way further ahead.
Those were all TI-800s.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what happened to the, you just introduced them. They were really cool. But
I feel like it was practically all Homers and the 800s.
I was like, all right.
Maybe
next movie.
Maybe they're rare.
I'll see you guys in 10 years.
They just,
when Zombieland 3 comes out.
They just had to label them.
Yeah. They said that this movie, or I guess not they, but like Jesse Eisenberg said that this movie took so long because the people that made Zombieland made Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to like do their whole Deadpool thing before they could do this movie
because
like that brought in more money probably on like a basis. So. They had to wait for all that to happen.
Yeah, during the behind the scenes when Emma Stone called it a zomcom, I well, that was in that my head the whole time because, like, that's literally what it is.
That was awesome.
That's so what these movies are.
These are so zomcoms. Is there more zomcoms?
No.
I feel like there might be.
Not good ones.
I feel like there's one movie where, like, a zombie is, like, Paranorman's kind of a zomcom.
Yeah.
Kind of. A little bit. I feel like there's a movie where, like, somebody's a zombie, but they don't think he's a zombie. Shaun of the Dead is a zomcom.
I don't know what that is.
We're gonna have to watch it.
Okay.
Anyone who hasn't seen Shaun of the Dead, dude, that movie is so good. It is so funny. It's literally like Zombieland, but like in England. Without as many guns.
That makes it better.
And it's super funny. It's probably funnier than Zombieland.
So, less action, more funny.
Yeah, probably. I'd say less action, more funny. Jeez, excuse me, guys. I'm getting infected with the zombie.
That's not funny.
I like that, like, at this point, everyone can kind of handle most of the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Except for, what, Madison? Is that her name?
Madison, yeah. Madison has been living in a freezer for 10 years.
Yeah.
They're like, why didn't you turn the freezer off? She's like, I couldn't find a cord.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't know where the plug was.
Yeah. I'm like,
oh my
God, sorry, guys. Let me drink my water. Jaws on top.
Like, what, the scene where Clums is on the bus, like, doing the time zones where the zombies are. She's literally just standing there with, like, her hands, like, close to her, just like, you know, like,
yeah, did you
good
think,
job, guys.
Did
like,
you think that's where she got bit? I know she got, like, grabbed
she
by
got
her,
grabbed,
like, foot.
They grabbed
like,
her
I
foot.
I didn't see the zombie bite her, so.
That's what I thought, yeah.
I thought that was cool, though. And then when the one zombie, like, jumps off the
thing.
That's
what they want you to think.
Yeah, the one zombie, like, jumps off
the bus,
and then they shoot it, and it, like, face plants.
Yeah.
And I thought that part was super dope.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, guys. Oh. Jocelyn's, like, ready to pause the podcast just in case I die.
Yeah. Just in case you pass out.
Yeah, I'll pass out and I'll see you guys in 3 hours where we can finish
and
the podcast.
We'll
It's like, hey guys, we're gonna be out. We're gonna be back just real quick, and then like to them it's 2 seconds. To me, it's been like 3 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey guys, what? Yeah.
Hey guys, it's 3 hours later. We just got back from.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm okay.
No, he's not.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I mean, it was a funny movie. I don't know what else to say.
Very funny.
I don't know what else I could critique on it. The opening bit was really funny.
I thought that was very very gory.
I feel like they needed more of that, though. Yeah. Like, I feel like there wasn't really that many zombies in the movie, besides, like, the end.
No, there was way more zombies in this movie.
I feel like there's more, but, like...
There's more, but they killed them so fast that we literally couldn't...
Yeah, I, like, you couldn't really, like... Mm-hmm. Like, I saw zombies getting run over by the monster truck, but I was like... Like, it didn't really show it that much. There was a couple of zombies that it showed. Put them right now. And we're back. Sorry, I had to take a break because I was dying.
You guys obviously didn't know that we left, but he pressed stop instead of play. And now we have another file that we have to add onto this.
It's okay. It's not that hard.
Instead of the same one.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. I edit, so it's all right. Yeah, so back to Zombieland. I feel like one thing that bothered me was I don't feel like the hippies would be alive at this point. It's been 10 years. And yes, it's been 10 years.
No. Okay. No. If you're trying to start this right now. Okay.
In the first movie.
Little Rock is 12 years old, right? In the second movie, at the beginning of the movie, it shows her turning 18 years old. And it's not like a year passes or anything. She's 18. He's trying to claim that 10 years...
Are you 100% she's 18?
Yes! Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to look it up.
I tried looking it up.
Talk.
So, I believe that it's been 10 years... Since the events of the
first
one.
Maybe it's been 10 years in real life, but not 10 years in the movie.
No, I think it's been 10 years in the movie as well.
No.
But we couldn't really find a definitive answer online, so... If anyone has seen the movie, can you please tell us if it was actually her 18th birthday? And maybe we're both right. Maybe it's 10 years in the future, but they accidentally said 18 years old. Maybe they're just dumb. I forgot what I was... I don't know why the whatchamacallit people are alive. The hippie people, it doesn't make sense to me that they're alive. Because if they've set off fireworks now, I feel like they would have set off fireworks in the past. And I don't know how they've survived this long. Like, it really doesn't make sense to me, especially since they melt weapons. Who melts weapons? How stupid can you be?
To make peace sign necklaces.
If they're trying to tell me that hippies still exist in Zombieland, you gotta be crazy. These people would have died before the events of the first Zombieland, like, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh. Someone's car alarm just went off.
No, I don't even think it was a car alarm. I think somebody was just honking outside.
No, it was definitely a car alarm.
I think so. No, because car alarms are usually like, this person was like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I don't know. So, yeah. I enjoyed the movie. Is there anything you'd like to add, Jocelyn?
I will prove you right on this. I will prove you right.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
I will find it. I gotta find
I'm out of stuff to talk about, because I...
You're out of stuff to talk about.
I liked the movie. It was funny. I don't rate movies out of, like, 10, so... I don't really know what to give this movie. How about I just give this movie a thumbs up?
I also give it a thumbs up.
Give it a thumbs up. Because it was fun. It was like the first one. I do wish there was a little bit more blood. Wish there was a little bit more like gore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this one, like I get that they probably had a higher budget, but when you're using the higher budget on better actors and monster trucks and all this stuff, then, you know, That takes a lot of the budget, so you might not have the budget for, like, really bloody stuff. Because I feel like in the first one, in the first, like, part of the movie, you see, like, people eating meat out of bones and crap like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And, yeah, I just wanted more, like, I don't know. I don't know if the same, I'm pretty sure it's directed by the same people, but I don't know if the people who did, like, the makeup are the same. But the zombies kind of felt different to me. The zombies felt more like, in this movie, they felt more like Walking Dead zombies, kind of, on, like, the look of them. But,
and, like, them, in, I would say them in, like, their big groups.
Yeah, you know, in the first one, the zombies looked, like, really sweaty. They looked like there were scars all over them. Like, they've been, like, picking at their own faces and crap.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they just looked more beaten up in the first one. But, I don't know.
Which says a lot, because they should look more beaten up now.
Yeah, the zombies should look freaking rough as heck in this movie.
Yeah.
They should have, like, missing limbs and crap. But, yeah. I feel like we needed a real, we needed more one-on-one fights, which I feel like we really didn't get. Because in the first Zombieland, Wichita and Little Rock fight, like, those zombies coming up the ride. And in this movie, you kind of have that with Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson, like, fighting the two zombies, but there's not a lot of, like, close-up fight. Because it's a one take, they kind of have to stay kind of far away from them fighting. And I feel like in the first one, there was Columbus versus the 406 girl,
mm-hmm.
and it was a really cool one-on-one fight on, like, what it takes for one person to fight a zombie, but in this movie, you don't really get that. And I kind of wish, like, maybe we got more of, like, first zombie encounters. Like, Woody Harrelson's son, I would have kind of, like, liked to see him, like, what his initial reaction to his kid getting, like, eaten by a zombie. Like, what did he do at that time? Like, of course, he probably killed the zombie or something, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't know. I feel like it would have built on his character a little bit more.
Yeah, I know.
Little Rock, I felt like, was super underused in this movie. I feel like he was just, like, a really annoyed teenager, but I don't know. She felt kind
of
weird.
It's definitely more of, like a family vibe with all of them now.
Yeah, which I liked.
Yeah, instead of, like, a, I don't know if we can trust each other, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything you would like to add? Obviously, you can find the 5 years versus 10 years difference on the internet.
No, I could not.
But
it hasn't been long enough since the movie's
gone. I guess it hasn't been long enough. Anything you would like to add?
Highly recommend. You should definitely go see it. It'll be worth your time, for sure.
Yeah, go with some friends.
Yeah.
That, get a popcorn.
Pretty funny, have some laughs, stay till the after credits.
Get some licorice.
Get some licorice.
Yeah. But if you haven't seen Joker, go see that first.
Yeah.
Then go see it.
The same day. Why not?
Why not? Double feature. Yeah.
Double tap.
Oh, God. I want to end it right there.
Okay.
Okay. This has been a couple of adults.
Barely.
What? Okay, we'll see you on the next episode. I don't know. Just end it.
Oh. Bye.
Bye.